show.
I think he misremembers.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yugugalizer I am.
A what?
A Yugugalizer, one who speaks at funerals. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yugugali was?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Celebrating the wonderment of poop, the Don and Mike Show.
I would never be so bold as to compare myself to the man who I would ask who's doing right now, Brett Favre. But I know how that cat felt. Man, oh, Shevitz. I'll miss you guys. I'll miss you all very much. I don't think he loves football as much as I love radio. I don't think that's the case. I remember, hey, it's the Don and Mike Show, last show ever, last 10 minutes here. Appreciate you listening. Just me, Don. Everybody else is split. I remember sitting in a car in a radio station parking lot with a guy listening to Larry Lujack do his last show and WCFL changed formats. I would stay up all night going to Denny's with my friends, talking about what we were going to achieve in the radio business and the dragons that we were going to slay. And here we are 35 years later, and there's not a lot of us left from that era. I've worked with so many great guys, and I was sitting here just realizing all of the names that I'm forgetting. Howard Hoffman, great, great friend. Dave Fox, best man at my wedding. Lou Katz, a lifelong friend. Wally Dempsey. All of these guys were guys that I've known and loved my whole life. All of them involved in radio, and for that, I thank them. I've got some limited time here. I'm going to play two songs because sometimes they're easier than actually talking. The first one is going to be from my family. From my son, my daughter, my mom, Big Frida, and the gal who I'm going to marry next summer, Janet. Because this all ends on Monday. And come Monday, I will be your normal guy.
Getting out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yeah, been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you, I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Well, that's... Hi. Hi, that's for Frida too. But that's mainly for my family. Because when Monday comes, I won't be thinking about this show, which will be hard. We've been off the air about a month. I've had a lot of time to think about what I'd like to say. I can't believe that I'm actually leaving of my own accord. I love doing this so much. I think I've tried to articulate today why I'm leaving now. To you people who listened all of these years, I have never properly thanked you for your support. Mike and I have come on over the years and bragged about our ratings and our contracts and how great our lives are. And I've often said to people, this is not like sports where you pay the salaries, so shut up. But the truth is, that was just me being the hypocrite that I am. It is about you guys. Because if you don't listen, I don't care if you're the nicest guy in the world, the meanest guy in the world, the least talented or the most talented. In this biz, there's one axiom that's been true since day one. Three R's: ratings, revenue, rock and roll. You got to have the ratings and you got to have the revenue, and that makes the rock and roll. And it does not happen without you. Every day, you punched in. And I appreciate it. I know Mike does and everybody else does. This is my last chance for a while to be on the radio. So I want to tell you, I more than appreciate it. I love you for it. I can't think of too many things in my life that I feel about the way that I know a lot of people feel about this show. And I dig that about you guys. I know what it's like on the days when we weren't here, when you didn't know where we were, and no one would tell you anything, and you'd feel angry or betrayed. Well, kids, that's how big-time radio is. I mean, to do a radio show, it used to be you needed a microphone and a box of records. Now you need a microphone and two lawyers. Biz has changed, but the one thing that has not changed is that if you can make a connection with people, you, the broadcaster, shall be rewarded. And you guys have rewarded all of us. You have made some very important things in my life the important things that they are. I think without this show, I would never have been able to publicly let it hang out about Frida, my life now with Janet, my kids. I mean, if I did make a mistake by coming back too soon, but there's a part of me that says I'm glad I did. One of the last books that Frida bought me before she died was a book called Blink. And she said the book reminded her of me. Because the basic premise of this book is, how do you find people who can just see a situation and immediately say, I'm going to go through the left door or the right door? Not stand there and waver. Just pick a door and go through it. and hell be with the consequences. That is how I have operated on the radio. And it is a slippery slope.
Oh, that's for you, Rob. A slippery slope.
But every time I got our teat in a ringer, boy, were you guys there. I've read a lot of very nice, very flattering stuff this week on WJFK.com with people telling Mike and I what we've heard privately from listeners. You know, you guys helped me through this. You guys helped me through that. Well, you out there, Joe, Josephine listener, you've helped me through my entire life. I have been proud to come in every day and do this. Proud of my family. Proud of my friends. And I'm very sad that it's ending like this for us right now. I would like it to continue. And it will someday. Just not on Monday. Mike, don't F it up. I said that with love. If he's listening, he's laughing right now. Buzz, know your talent. Don't be afraid of success, Michael Elston. Rob, you are my best friend, and I love you. Take care of your family. And I guess that's about it. We may actually be a minute early. How about we take a phone call? Hey, a phone call. No, I'm effing with you. I turned the phones off. I'll miss that. I'll miss all these jingles.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
WJFK.
Yeah, baby.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
WJFK.
About some acapella, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll miss all of you tapes. I'll miss you, number 50.
I like rape.
Mike doesn't want that one.
That is so true, Dick.
Oh, it is. And Simon, you bastard.
Shut up.
You know I'll still be calling Rob on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights. And if you think me leaving we'll stop these guys from talking about American Idol, you're nuts. That's all we did today during the breaks was talk about it. That's it. I've had a career to this point that I had never imagined. I am just a dumb, stupid disc jockey who's the luckiest guy in the world. So for everybody on the show, I thank you for listening. I thank you for your patronage. And I'm sure if you got a radio, I'll be on it someday. So, for the last time, until next time, this is me saying thank you both for listening. I love you, Frida. I love you, Bart, Amy, Janet, Big Frida, Mike, Buzz, Joe, Robbie, and especially you out there listening. God bless you. Until we meet again, this is for you. On the Don and Mike Show. This is how I feel about you. Good night now.
There are places I remember. Friends and lovers.
and stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Just people.
This is the Don and Mike Show.